introduce our guest ministry today. They came up here from Texas, where it was warm, to enjoy our nice cold Ohio weather. And so from Dallas, Texas, this is Julie Earl and her son Dane. So if we could stand and honor them as they come, and they're going to share with us this morning.
Hello. Hello, hello, everybody. Good morning. Man, you guys are a great-looking bunch. My voice is a little bit raspy, so please bear with me. This is Julie, as Pastor Perry said, and my name is Dane. And we're here with Crazy About You Ministries because Jesus is crazy about you. Our heart is to equip people and empower people to hear God's voice and to go out and share his love with others wherever they go. And we were just so honored by Pastor Perry and all of the leadership here. And we just want to say thank you to you guys. We just honor you and thank you guys so, so much. And just to Marion Christian Center, thank you guys so much. We love you. We've been here for a few days now, and we already feel so welcomed and so loved by each of you. And I should say thank you so, so much. So, at Crazy About You Ministries, like I said, we empower people to hear God's voice. So we do different conferences and speaking engagements and things like that. But I just wanted to share a quick story with you before we really get into it. I was at a coffee shop, and I shared this earlier the other day. I was actually at a coffee shop. And how many of you guys like coffee? Raise your hand. I actually don't drink coffee. I don't know why I raised my hand. But I was at a coffee shop, and I saw these two young ladies there, right? And do you guys know when the Lord asks you to do something, you know, out in public, maybe talk to someone or share something with someone? And I saw this girl, she had this pineapple tattoo on her arm. And I saw her, and I said, I just said to the Lord, I said, oh, that's kind of a cool tattoo. And the Lord said, you need to go talk to her and her friend. And I said, okay. I said, I can totally go talk to her and her friend. And so I walk up to her, and I said, hey, that's a really cool pineapple tattoo. And she was like, thank you. She kind of looked at me like I was a little bit weird because I was walking up to her. But I'm so in love with Jesus that it doesn't matter what other people think, right? My heart is just, I want to love people. And so I looked at her, and I complimented that pineapple tattoo, and she started telling me how she's from Hawaii. And her husband stationed there, I felt like the Lord said, Dane, she's really feels lonely. She feels really lonely. And how many of you guys know, if you feel something negative over someone, the Lord sees the opposite of that, because Jesus' blood covers us. So that's how he sees us, as perfect. And so what happened was, I started prophesying over her, and her name was Alex. I said, God sees you and he loves you. He loves you with all of his heart. And you are called to make a difference on this earth. She was there with her and her friend. And her friend starts crying. And Alex says, yeah, I'm not super emotional, but my friend will cry for me. And I just get to speak to them for a good hour and a half. Just explaining what Jesus does in our heart. Right? Because we all know what Jesus has done in our hearts. Right, when his love fills us up and he transforms our life, what that actually does to us and through us. And so we get to the end of this conversation, and I'm explaining the difference that Jesus can make in our life. And I said, do you want to ask Jesus into your heart? To both of them, because I talked to both of these girls. And they said, yeah, we absolutely do. So just right there in a coffee shop, right, in a coffee shop where she lived thousands of miles away in Hawaii, they just bowed their heads and they said, Holy Spirit, Jesus, we accept you into our heart. And God, we say you are Lord and Savior. And that's what our heart burns for, to see people activated wherever they go. If you're at Walmart, if you're at the grocery store, you know, you're at the gas station, if you're at your work, how many of you know, if you're a Christian, you're called to be in ministry, right? Not just if you are, you know, in vocational ministry at a church. If you're in business, you're called to be light. If you're a nurse, you're called to be light. If you're a firefighter, you're called to be light wherever you go. And that's what we love. That's so, so much what we love.
Amen. Thank you, Dane. And Just real quick, I want to get this out of the way. This is kind of a training manual for what we do, and I don't push it for money. I push it because I want people to get this and do the stuff. Just $10 suggested donation if you want a book, no more, no. Or just take one if you don't have the money. Just let us know you're taking one. This is about how to fall in love with Jesus, because the biggest issue is fear, right? Fear of man, fear of failure. So how to fall in love with Jesus, how to fall in love with people, how to know who you are in Christ so that you can do the stuff. And lots of stories. I tell stories of even a little bit my upbringing, how I came to Jesus. So I mentioned Marion, Ohio, because I was born in Marion. Yay, Marion. Woo! Go, Marion. So we would love you to have one of those. They're in the back. I'll just set this somewhere here. We had messages all prepared. And then the Lord said, just open your mouth and let me fill it. And I'm like, well, we do preach that all the time when you're out and about. But I was like, are you going to give me like a clue beforehand? He's like, no, not at all. So I'm like, okay, Jesus, this is going to be fun. And so what I want to do for a minute is just, I mean, what an awesome worship time. Thank you again to the worship team and the ministry team. Wow. But I want to just invite you, I'm going to kneel here, and let's just ask the Lord, because, you know, we don't want to come with wise and persuasive words, right? We want to come with the demonstration of the Spirit's power. So I'm sure you all have heard a gazoozle, a gadoodle, a lot. I think I just made up that word. A lot of messages through your life. But it's when God wrecks your heart with his love. With his love, then you can't help but tell people of his love, of his mercy, of his kindness. You can't help but tell people that he has restored your marriage. He has helped you to learn how to be a better parent. He has ministered life to you. So let's just wait on the Lord a minute, and let's just, if you want to kneel, if you can, if your knees are kneelable, or just kneel in your heart. Father, we wait on you, Jesus. We ask you right now in each of our hearts, God, that we would know your love, not just in our heads, but deeper in our hearts, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You are a good, 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 good Father. Pour out your love, God. Any hindrances, any distractions, any walls that we've built that are keeping out even a speck of your love, God. We ask you to just dissolve those right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That there would be no hindrances. Receive the Father's love. Hallelujah. We receive, Lord. We break off every lying spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, every hindering spirit in Jesus' name, we silence you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fill us, Holy Spirit. You're in there, God. You're in there. So be big in us, Jesus. Be big in us, Jesus. Be big in us, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, as I was just down here worshiping and praying for y'all, and you can open your eyes if you want. Sorry. I was just blessed because I was able to go out yesterday, and as we've been here and shared Jesus with people in Marion, and just being extra fun, being my hometown, and got to share with a gal named McKenna, and I just asked her, you know, do you need prayer for anything? I'm just praying for people, and that's what we encourage the people to do on the outreach, just offer to pray for people, just see where the Lord takes it. Just ask them, what's your spiritual background? And that's what I did with her. And she said she grew up in a Baptist church, but wasn't, you know, walking with the Lord. And so I was able to share with her my heart. And the Lord gave me a word for her that he was going to heal wounds from her father. And she said, are you a psychic? And I said, no. I said, when you've got Jesus, when you ask Jesus to forgive you and live inside you and be the Lord of your life, he speaks to you, and he speaks to you for other people. And so he's the one that told me that you had those wounds, and she did. She said her father had been a drug addict, and it was still a very painful relationship. And so I was able to pray healing for her. And then I got to share, we have these little bracelets that have verses in Romans and Ephesians. And I said, can I share one of these with you? These are from the Time to Revive group. So this is our first time to really start using them ourselves. And she said, yeah. And I had actually a Bible with me that matched it up. And so I went through and shared with her the scriptures of how to become a Christian and how to be saved. And I said, is there anything that's keeping you from receiving the Lord? And she shook her head no. And I said, well, do you want to pray right now to receive him? And she's like, And I said, well, guess what? You can go home. And when you're at home, you can say, Jesus, forgive me. Live inside me. Be the driver in my car. Lead me, guide me, walk with me. Let's do life together. Give me wisdom on how to be a better wife, how to raise my kids, how to be your hands and feet. And she said, okay. And then we were going out to eat last night with my biological father, Dan. I don't think he's here today. And he's not a Christian. But he's going to be this weekend. In Jesus' name. And the waitress, her name is April, and she had these tattoos, and one of them actually was a scripture. What was the scripture? It was, the greatest of these is love. And so I said, oh, are you a Christian? She had tats all over her. And she said, no, but I read the book. I've never heard it quite like that before, and I loved that. And so here she had been raised Catholic, and she read the book, and she's like, these don't match up. And so she just chucked it all. And so I was able to explain to her. We were able to talk with her and explain Jesus to her and the same thing, that he really wants to walk with life through you, that it is a relationship, that, yeah, there are teachings out there that aren't real biblical, but the Bible really can be trusted. You don't have to chuck that one out. And so got her information to hopefully feed into her, but it's April at Applebee's. So if you have an April, she has a very soft heart, because even my dad said, wow, she seems really ready. And I was like, I did not expect that response at all. She seems really ready. But I was thinking as I was praying, I was like, oh, Lord, how fun it has been to be here. But I can't be here, right? Dane and I can't be in Marion, Ohio. We can't share Jesus with people here. But guess what? You guys are here. This is your mission field. You may bump into my dad or some of my other relatives that don't know Jesus. God may give you a word for them. God may prompt you to pray for them, to love on them, and the rest of the town and the rest of the surrounding areas if you're not from Marion. And I thought that's the same with Jesus. Jesus said, I can't be here either. I can't be here either. So I need my body to be my hands and my feet and my voice. I need my body to be willing to break fear, to stop being hindered by the enemy, to stop letting the enemy lie to us, to tell us that somebody's going to laugh at us if we pray for somebody, to tell us that we're going to look stupid if we try to give a word and it's wrong. The enemy will lie at you regularly because he does not want you to impact your world. He wants to take everybody into eternity with him, into the lake of fire. And you are the ones that are the hands and the feet of Jesus in Marion and in the surrounding area. You are his voice. And you do have that same anointing, that same Holy Spirit that Jesus had. That same Holy Spirit that Jesus had. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. So obviously we've never done this before, but I really felt a burden on my heart for people who are under 25. If you're under 25, could you stand up?
Thank you,
if you're under 25. Come on.
All right. Let's give him a hand. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The world is going to tell you that you aren't worth it, or that you don't have skills or things inside of you that are worth coming out of you. The world is going to try to define you and tell you that you're not good enough. The people that are older than you and the people that are younger than you are going to tell you things that are going to hurt you and that are going to harm you. Older people are going to try to define you. Younger people might look up to you. I really felt like what the Lord was saying. He was saying that you are each called to make a difference. No matter what you think right now, you are called to make a difference. You are called to make a difference. Do not be defined by how people view you right now. See, God doesn't see us where we are right now. He sees us for who we are going to be, who we are without our sins. Hebrews 8:12 says he remembers our sins no more. And Jesus remembers our sins no more because they are covered in his blood. And I just want to say, God knows every hair on your head. And you say, oh, okay, yeah, I've heard that a lot, but he does. He knows every hair on your head. And I want you to know that you are called to make a difference. That God has an anointing on your life. It doesn't matter what you feel right now. But God has a call on your life. So take it from someone who is, when God encountered him, you know, a few years ago, 7 years ago, God radically encountered me. I grew up in a Christian home. See, I grew up in a home where I knew everything to say. I knew when to stand up. I knew when to sit down. I knew when to say Jesus. I knew everything to say. I knew everything to do, but it was never real to me. And I said, God, I'm so tired. I was dysfunctional. I was sinful. I had all this stuff in my heart, but I couldn't say anything or couldn't do anything because I lived in this wonderful home. But I felt hurt inside and dead inside. And I said, God, if you're real, can you please encounter me? I need an encounter from you. And it was a cry to God. It was just the cry of my heart. I said, God, I need you. And he showed up to me. And I want to say that if your heart is, I just need to get out of here, or I need to do this or that, that I would challenge you to say, switch your mindset. You are most powerful wherever you are currently planted. God wants to use you in your school. He wants to use you in your workplace. He wants to use you. But if you are humble enough to say, God, would you use me? He will use you. He will use you to make a difference on this planet. He really, really will. He really will. Bro, in the black shirt there. What's your name?
Mitch.
Mitch? Cool, man. Dude, God's called you to make a difference, bro. God's called you to make a difference, man. And I just felt like the Lord was saying that he wants to remind you that he is real. Because you've been like, okay, this is my parents' thing. Like, I don't know what to do. Similar to my story, man. But I want you to know that he's real. Because God's called you to be a leader, bro. He's called you to be a leader, man. He's called you to make a difference. And Satan's just trying to tell you right now that you just need to get out of here. But that's not the truth. Bro, you're going to be powerful where you're planted. I encourage you just to cry out to God like I did, man. Just cry out to him like I did. Because he'll change your life, man. Like you look at your parents, you're like, man, or people like, those old people, they're so radical for Jesus. I'm telling you, man, there's radical people that are your age for Jesus too, man. There's radical people young that are amazing people who love Jesus. So Holy Spirit, I want to pray for you guys real quick. Holy Spirit, I pray for any young person in here that needs an encounter with the touch of the presence of God. God, I ask that they would feel your love. God, that they would feel your presence. Jesus, I thank you for the moms and the dads and the grandmas and the grandpas that have been praying for these people. God, I ask that you would bless the families here, but I pray for those young people. God, that there would be a fire set ablaze in their heart. Jesus, that there would be something that sets them apart from their classmates, that says, I don't want to live like this anymore, but I want to live set apart. Not set apart just to be seen, but be set apart to make a difference. So we just declare your love over them right now, Jesus. We declare your presence over them. And Jesus, I just declare right now that the hunger that burns in me would burn in them. I thank you for this house. I thank you for these young people. Jesus' name.
Amen. Woo. Yeah, give me a hand. And I just want to encourage you too. You can sit down if you want, but I just want to encourage you that, you know, as a young person from Marion, we moved when I was 16, but I had such a passion for Jesus as a young person. And I was like, Lord, how can you use one person? But I promise you that wherever you go, God can use one person wherever you are. There's nothing special about Dane and I. We are very ordinary, ordinary, ordinary people, but we just have a really big God inside of us. And you guys are powerful, every one of you. Even though you didn't get a specific word, every one of you, I give you a word. You are powerful. You are amazing. You are called. You are chosen. You're amazing. You're amazing. And now I feel prompted for everybody that's over 25 to stand up. All right. That's everybody else.
Hey-o.
Because being 50, I understand that some people feel like, you know, we're thrown out to pasture, right? Sometimes. And I just want to break that lie off in Jesus' name. That we get better with age, right? I'm not a wine drinker, not that there's anything against it, but we get better with age, right? Keep ripening, keep tasting better. And Lord, I just thank you for everyone here. We do break off lies that say that, well, our time has passed. We've already been in our youth, or we've already been in our prime, or we're too busy with work, or we're too busy with school, or we're too busy with grandkids or kids or whatever the situation may be. And Lord, I thank you that you have called this mighty army. You have called this mighty army. You have called this mighty army to rock Marion, Ohio, and the surrounding area. I thank you, Father. I just commission them once again in Jesus' name that they can hear your voice, the old and the young. They can be led by you, Jesus. They can be led by you. They can be your hands, your voice, your feet on the earth. God, we don't know how much longer we have. Lord, you may wait to come. You may come tomorrow. We don't know. But Jesus, we say right now, everyone in this room, that we give you every minute of every day. Thank you, Jesus. And if the young people want to stand up with the older people too, and we just want to say in Jesus' name, we say yes. We say yes, God. Yes. And yes, feel free to holler that out and just say yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We trust you. You are perfect love, God. You never, ever, ever, all the crazy things you asked Dane and I to do, Father, we started out with little ones, and they get crazier and crazier. But every time, Lord, you come through. Every time you come through, even when we miss it, you still come through. So yes, Lord, we say yes. We are a mighty army that's going to spark not only this area, but the surrounding areas. Lord, I just see a fire. I see a fire burning, starting here, God. And these aren't just words, because each person, if they say yes, if they say yes, then they touch the next one, who touches the next one, who touches the next one, who touches the next one. They touch the Aprils and the McKennas and the Joes and the Pete's and the Sally's. Everywhere they go. Everywhere they go. So God, we just pray that you would impassion them. Impassion them, Jesus. Impassion them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
What qualifies you is your yes. That is what qualifies you. Nothing else.
Yeah.
The yes in your heart is what qualifies you to go, to be Jesus at your workplace. Sir, in the Honda shirt right there, God's doing some amazing stuff in the guys you work with. You've got a burden on your heart for the people that you work with. And you've been making relationship with them, and I feel like the Lord is just saying, keep doing it, but I'm bringing a new level. I'm bringing a new level. When we say yes to God, it's just the cry of our heart. It's nothing else that says, I want to be obedient to you. It doesn't matter the results. It only matters if we're obedient. And that's what our hearts are, to be obedient to God, to be obedient to his voice. Whatever we do, whatever we say,
yes,
and everything that we do, we just give thanks to Jesus.
Yeah, amen. Amen. And I felt even before I came that the Lord was calling two individuals or two groups of, you know, families possibly into missions. I felt like long-term and short-term, that you've been praying about it and seeking the Lord. So I don't know, is there anybody here that knows that that's them? That, because I wasn't even sure you knew yet. Okay, there's one and two, okay. And there's some more over there. Amen. So, we just agree with you in Jesus' name. We just agree right now. Lord, I thank you for that passion that they're willing to go anywhere. Lord, they're willing to go to where it's uncomfortable, where it's not necessarily what they're used to, where the food might be gross, where the weather might be gross, where everything around them in the physical might be uncomfortable and not pleasant. But Jesus, you slept on the ground so many times in your 3 years in order to impact your world. And wow, did you impact your world. So I just pray that you will give them direction, wisdom, guidance, finances. We pray financial blessings over them, that the funds will come in at just the right time. such favor, such direction, such wisdom, that they will go out with a body surrounding them in prayer, finances, and love. Thank you for them, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I also felt, too, before I came, that there was somebody that, I don't even know if you're speaking yet, but I feel like you're going to be in radio ministry. I don't even know if you guys have much in this area. But is there anybody that is yet aware that there's been any of that going on? Okay, so just be praying, because there's somebody in this room, and the Lord reminded me of it again, that the Lord wants to use you in radio. And I don't know, it might be somebody on the front row that I'm pointing at. I'm not sure. Is it Josh? Is that your name? I don't know. Just pray about it. Just let your hands going. And over here, what's your name? Tom. Awesome. Awesome. And then I feel like somebody, women's ministry too, that the Lord's thrusting you into women's ministry. Do you know who you are? All right, I see that hand. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for these people that are saying, yes, we agree with what you're doing. Lord, that you will bless these ministries. In Jesus' name, bless these ministries in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're going to flow your words, your wisdom, and your truth through their mouths. In radio, women's ministry, ministry to everyone, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord. Are we out of time? Yeah, you go. Okay, I think we're out of time. Well,
okay. Man, it has been such an honor having, thank you so much for having us here. I know this wasn't a normal one at all, but if that word that said yes, that idea of saying yes meant something to you, or you want to have the yes in your heart that says, God, I want to go no matter what. Like when I go out to lunch today, I want to pray for my waitress or my waiter. Or when I go get some gas, the person beside me in the pump, I want to just be able to speak something to. If that's you and you just want to say, you know what, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes to the thing that has been scaring me or maybe been frightening me. I just want you to raise your hand right now. If that's you, you just say, I want to say yes. I want to be able to say yes more. What qualifies you is your ability to say yes. So Jesus, we just pray for every hand that is raised. God, we say yes to you. We say yes to your call. We say yes to your voice, Jesus. When there's someone that we come in contact with that might scare us a little bit to tell them about Jesus, we just say yes. The key to overcoming fear is falling more in love with Jesus than you are afraid of people. So we say, Jesus, we love you. We say yes to you, and we honor you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you very much.